Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Beyond the Grave, I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Talked a lot about Val Kilmer on this podcast, especially his movie The Island of Dr. Moreau, and I want to talk about him again because an artificial intelligence version of the actor who died last year will star in the new independent film As Deep as the Grave. Have you heard of this?
No. I like progress as much as the next person, but just I think it's also because it's not like he was doing like a lot, like he has a great body of work,
mm-hmm.
but in the last years, he wasn't doing a lot. And I really liked that, the Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
His performance in that, I thought that was really good. And I think that's really
sweet.
It closed the book.
Yeah.
On, and then I had a documentary and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I just watched him on Entourage. I'm doing a rewatch of Entourage because I am lost. I'm a lost individual.
You're on the island.
Yeah, I'm on the island. yeah, but just leave it alone.
Yeah, just let him be.
Unless you're going to talk me out of it.
I'm going to talk to you about it, okay. And then we'll draw some new conclusions. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. So Kilmer was cast in the role of Father Fintan before his death, but wasn't able to do any filming because of his battle with throat cancer. So they created their own Val Kilmer. This new AI Val Kilmer will appear in a, quote, significant part of the film, which is based on a true story about two archaeologists' excavations in Arizona's Canyon of the Dead. It stars Abigail Laurie, Tom Felton, Wes Studi, and Abigail Breslin. So the director commented on this, saying, he was the actor I wanted to play this role. His name is Corte Voorhees. He told Variety in a quote, it was very much designed around him. It drew on his Native American heritage and his ties and love of the Southwest. The AI version of Kilmer was created using images of the actor when he was younger, film of him in his last years, and his voice. And like you, many people are not happy about this. Quote, did he say he was cool with this kind of thing before he died? If not, probably a gross thing to do, one person wrote on X. Another said if it was just a quick cameo, like Paul Walker in Furious 7 after his death, that would be, quote, fine. But, quote, if it's an actual role with speaking parts, then what is the actual use of acting? A third commenter wrote, quote, in Hollywood, when you die, they resurrect you with AI and force you to keep working. Okay. He really wants to do the film. Okay. Does that change things for you?
I mean, the fact that he was actually connected to the film, mm-hmm. if I believe.
But the director who has a reason to be vouching for him and his connection to the film, of course.
Right. But is it a thing where it's like, oh, I got a passing email from Val Kilmer saying, yeah, maybe I'll think about it. Or was he like, listen, I sat down, I read it, I love it, I want to do this film.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people can make more out of something.
Yeah.
Our interactions. If we believe people can do that,
mm-hmm.
is it possible that he was like, yeah, I'm taking this little germ of a thing and making it like, oh, he was signed up. Like he was.
Loved it. Yeah.
You may have wanted him to do it.
And of that's, course you did.
Yeah.
You know?
And here's the thing is, you know, is this the fact that we're talking about this movie right now, giving it like the promotion that it need, like mm-hmm. that he's kind of like. Yeah, he was going to do it, but like no one was going to watch my stupid movie anyway.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
people are going to watch my
Now people
movie.
Care. I'm curious. And again, I think for me the tipping point is like, yeah, how interested? Probably not that much. But also like are we talking a couple lines? What's a significant role? What does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure for the director or, you know, the studio, whoever's making money off of this movie, they want it to be as much as possible because it's going to be again such a large thing, posthumous, AI, us, you know, us talking about just the novelty of it, I guess.
If they already had filmed some stuff and mm-hmm. they were like, oh, we didn't get some of the scenes, I'd be like, okay, well, at least there's, but it seems kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah, trust, you know, trust me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to do this and he, you know what I mean? If it's just not for him not being around, he would still be doing it. Probably, mm-hmm. he still probably wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
He's, even if Val Kilmer was alive right now, he probably still wouldn't be doing it.
He wouldn't be like, this is my next Batman. Here we go.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Well, I know what you're thinking. what is his IMDb going to say? And moving forward, if this continues to happen, how will actors be credited? What's the financial portion of it? I can't speak to the financial part, but it did cross my mind. The IMDb thing I can answer. On the IMDb page for the film, Kilmer's role is credited as, quote, a digital performer, specifying that it is a, quote, AI performance as Val Kilmer, which is also even sadder.
Can we just close the book on him in a way that I thought was really great? I mean, maybe that's just my selfish.
Mm-hmm. No, nobody gets an honorable send off
no.
in Hollywood